believe Shannon, Sharon, I'm sorry, Sharon, Shannon, world-renowned accordionist. I regret that I'm going to have to leave for this reason. I was going to critique you. When I was in St. Raymond's Grammar School in the Bronx,
that's about 100 years ago.
I took accordion lessons, and I used to be able to do a fantastic rendition, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
I
don't know if you're there.
I thought you had to leave.
No, I do, but I just want to tell you. I just want to tell you, you don't have to feel pressure that, and I don't want to call him an accomplished, but a former accordionist would be here looking over your shoulder, and I didn't want you to feel.
It's
I just
fellas,
wanted to Sharon, no reason to be concerned.
Sharon, you're, first of all, you're very welcome. It's guys
Thank
like
you.
This that gives the accordion a bad name.
Anyway,
John, I know that you're often, that you are, in fact, you are the
You seem
speaker.
Quite enthusiastic about my departure, unless I'm misreading it.
Yeah, well, okay. Think about it when you're on your way. All right.
So nice to see you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Again. By the way, of my 43rd year, since you have forgotten, you've done the last 25. This is supposed to be like a big whoop-de-doo, and then you say around 20. So anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Roses. Thanks again. Okay. Now, friends, for those who know the difference, and I really, really mean this, there are accordionists, there are fiddle players, there are flute players, there are tin whistle players. If you wanted to wrap the whole job lot together, then you would have, again, and I know maybe John Deary's favorite expression is world-renowned. This title should go to our guest in studio. We're absolutely delighted to welcome Ireland's Sharon Shannon. Very welcome indeed.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks very much.
And you tore all the way down from Albany, where you packed the place last night.
That's right. Yeah, we had a gig there last night. Alan is with me here. Ben.
Hello,
yeah.
Alan.
Alan.
We saw you at the both of you at the. St. Patrick's Day Parade Foundation dinner, which was a sellout the other night in the New York Athletic Club.
Yes.
Terrific. All right.
Yeah, great to see you.
Take
care.
All right. Thank you. Terrific, and Alan, amazing, really, really, really amazing. Sharon, Shannon, just wanted to ask you, though, about you, your career, how you got started, how it is that you wound up not just playing with some of the leading musicians in the world, but how the musicians, leading musicians in the world actually came and are just thrilled to work with you.
Everybody loves Irish music and a lot of these people that I've been so lucky to work with have come to Ireland looking for Irish music, and they come to Galway and they come to County Clare, where I'm from, and yeah. they seek out the Irish music, and that's how it's happened for me anyway so far.
How do you manage and how have you over the years managed to tour? There's touring, and then there's what you do, which is actually, you know, circle the globe but you've done it with amazing ease, even though you claim, or at least as it said, that you'd be as well happy to stay at home, that touring the world is now, despite the great number of opportunities that you have, that it's actually not your thing.
I can't really hear you.
Oh, well, that's
that may be the best.
Sorry, there's something going wrong.
I'm saying touring around the world, which you have actually done.
Yes.
But it is, you're very happy not to do that.
I'm a home bird, yeah. I love
you're
being
a home bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very, I have a lot of animals, dogs and cats, and I grew up on a farm, and I just love animals, and I miss the animals when I'm away.
No,
but
yeah.
We're having a great time on this tour now, I have to say. I'm really enjoying playing with Alan. And
Alan
manager
is terrific.
John is with me, and we have our tour manager with us as well, and it's all going really well. And we're playing in the New York City Winery tonight in
Varick Street.
Look, really looking forward to that.
And what time are you going to be there?
We're going to be there at 7:30. 7:30.
7:30. Okay, Sharon Shannon, and I tell you, if half the people who are on the parade out there knew you, that's where you were going to be tonight. They cut their trip short. Really fantastic. You're great, and you're a living legend, and it's terrific.
Oh, thanks.
Why,
thanks.
When you can play accordion like that, why would you have the downright cheek to pick up a fiddle, to pick up a tin whistle, to do that? I mean, it's amazing. Do you like the violin, the fiddle?
Oh, I do. I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The tin whistle was my first instrument when I was eight years old. And then I started playing the accordion when I was 11.
Yeah.
And I started playing the fiddle when I was 18.
My God. All right. Listen, we're going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind, just to play another tune. But I do need to welcome some guests who are here. And I wound up at a co-host. I didn't ask for him, but you can't choose your relatives. You're kind of born into your family. And so Brian O'Dwyer, somehow, I look around, John Deary is gone, Brian is here, and I am, I may be getting this wrong, but Brian is here now to shove it to us, because he had a very successful day.
I did have a successful day, Adrian, and you're right, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your cousins.
Yeah.
But we all know
that. Well, we covered that.
We've done that.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was. We had a wonderful breakfast, the Iclusa breakfast this morning. We had the Taoiseach. We had the mayor. We had our speaker, Quinn. We had any number of politicians. And it was a wonderful, wonderful day. And it was wonderful to hear the Taoiseach talk about Ireland and Ireland coming back, and it was really terrific.
Did you have the lieutenant governor? I know was
we
was
couldn't
the
make
governor?
It down today. We had our speaker, we had our controller, we had quite the crowd, and we heard from the young men and women from Maynooth, who I hear you're going to hear a little bit later on. Then you're in for a treat because this is a wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, group. We don't have an exit strategy from here. There are 25 of them about to come in here, on top of everybody else who's here already. And I have checked; there is no fire escape from here. So I mean, that's it.
Well, you know, the problem with that is they bring down the house when they start. When they start in, so you better have them take it to a slow song rather than one of the large ones, because they're incredibly talented, and when they start the rock and roll, they rock and roll. So it's time for you to tell them to do a wonderful slow Irish ballad, because the place will not be the same without it.
Brian, you'll stay with us, and again, you're very welcome.
Okay.
We put a bid in to have Pope Francis I with us today. Didn't happen. We would even have settled for Cardinal Dolan. That didn't happen because he didn't come back. Well, we have Monsignor Dennis Keane, and you're very welcome, Dennis.
Thanks so much, Aidan. It's a pleasure to be here. We had at the cathedral this morning the 229th Mass in honor of St. Patrick. And interesting that this Mass, for the first time, was held in celebration of the new papal election, of the new Pope, Pope Francis. So the first time in 229 years the Mass was for the new Pope Francis. And we're all enthused about him.
We get, we are getting so... initially, when the announcement was made, this was terrific, and nobody could find a single solitary thing about Pope Francis other than he was saintly, he was wonderful. But of course, that was before the media got a chance to sleep on it and get up. And there are several now, obviously, pot shots, as it were.
Even, you know, they claimed during the dirty wars that he was involved in or allowed happen some of the abductions. And the two priests that were abducted who were Jesuits, Pope Francis is a Jesuit, deny that fact ever took place. His press office this morning, Father Lombardi in Rome, denied it completely. So I think they're just searching for straws. And I would believe the last time when Pope Benedict was elected, this Cardinal Bergoglio was... very close to being elected. He actually stepped back to allow the majority vote for Benedict to take place.
Yeah.
And I would believe that the Cardinals would have vetted the man. So I think this is more just news hoping to besmirch the church.
Tom Dobbins is extraordinarily and very much appreciated. We've got to know him as a colleague and as a friend. And... he has, in fact, friends, he's a financial advisor, an accountant, an auditor. The company is O'Connor, Davies, Munns, and Dobbins. And now you got three or four more on top of that. What's the new, Tom, first of all? It's still O'Connor. Yeah.
It's now sort of condensed it.
Into
O'Connor, Davies, PKF, which is a... an international firm?
Yes.
So it gives us a little more exposure to Europe and to the East.
Well, you, it's rather disappointing to me that, you know, some 15 years ago that Tom Dobbins became our accountant, Auditor Brian, and financial advisor. And that he's all over the lot now and not gone international. I mean, that's a bit of a reflection on us, wouldn't you?
Well, I know when you said to Tom Dobbins that how could you be overdrawn? There were checks left in your checkbook.
That's why I had to run away and go international.
As far away, I'm surprised you're not doing China trade, Tom.
We, again, Tom, our friendship goes... goes back a long time, as in fact yours and Monsignor.
It goes back a very long time, Adrian. And there's a new friendship that just became live about 15 minutes ago. A young lady named Sheila from Albany, and I'm not saying she'll be competition, but she's in the radio business.
Sheila?
She came all the way to visit with
you. As in Sheila Savage.
That's right, Eden, yes. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here today.
Terrific. Tell us about Albany. What you do?
Well, normally I spend this day in my hometown of Albany, New York. It was organized in 1950 with the first parade march in 1951. So I spent 35 years marching in the Albany St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I did commentate it for a good few years. And this is my very first time in New York City on Parade Day. And I have to say how special and wonderful and exciting it is.
Incredible. Well, you're very welcome, and obviously this is where, you know, this is where it's at.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Tom, I noticed, among other things, that you are very involved with the cathedral, with St. Patrick's Cathedral in the Bronx. You're on the foundation, you're on the boards of...
We are a trustee of St. Patrick's.
Yes.
And Monsignor Dennis is the brand new executive director of the trustees of St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are friends for a long period of time. Monsignor Dennis and I go back equally as number of years, if not further.
When is the scaffolding coming down from
Dennis?
It will come down when the money comes in.
When the money comes in.
Yes.
But it's a huge, massive undertaking, as you would...
It's a phased process.
And it is, but it's more importantly than just the building, which, of course, is among the most magnificent buildings in the world.
Yes.
It's the symbol of Irish America and the sacrifices that the maids and people of that sort made for this country.
Yes.
To Sheila, to Monsignor Dennis, to Tom Dobbins, you are indeed, as always, very welcome. And you are welcome to stay with us. But we have friends, without a doubt, if there was probably the best and best known musician from Ireland, Sharon Shannon, who needs this stop like a hole in the head, because she has to, in coming from Albany, where she had her gig last night, she is now going to be at this evening.
City Winery in Barrack Street.
Okay. So we're going to ask you, if you will, just play something else for her, because we see that Joe Byrne has just come through the door, Mr. Tourism Ireland, and he brought another fellow with him that kind of has a very strong Mayo connection, and he also runs Tourism Ireland worldwide. So it's something, you know, of your own choosing.
Okay, we do the song that gets requested everywhere we go. It's called the Blackbird, and so
it's a great
choice.
Alan on piano.
Yeah, I'd love your listeners to check out a comedy music video that we have called Top Dog Gaffo. And
Wait a minute, hold on.
On YouTube.
What is it called?
All my rescue dogs. Top Dog Gaffo. G-A-F-F-O.
Gaffo.
Yeah, it's a comedy music video. Just a 2-minute long thing that I did with all my rescued dogs and cats.
It's terrific. And I know you're very, very... And you've brought a tremendous amount of attention to, indeed, abandoned and...
Yes, are you an animal lover yourself?
I am indeed.
Oh, that's great to know. Great, great. Oh, really, really great. So, yeah, we did the video to bring awareness to... homeless animals, and to advise people to save a life by adopting a homeless animal. So we'll do the blackbird anyway now.
The
for
blackbird.
All the
here we go.
Dogs.
Okay.
And
terrific.
Top Dog Gaffo. Thank you.
Hey! Sharon, amazing.
Thank you, Adrian.
And thank you very, very much. I know you've had a tremendous, a very heavy schedule, and somehow you did get to us, and we only wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you, Adrian.
You're brilliant.
Sorry we had to leave.
I know. Well, yeah. The next job pays better anyway. Thanks, Sharon. All right, God bless. What a great... Yeah? Yeah. Okay, that commentary that we're doing there, that was Joe Byrne, who indeed, you probably recognize him because... Over the last decade or so, Joe Byrne has been very much a part of our programming and indeed many of the guests who come to us in the course of a year.
It's always been a pleasure. Thank you, Adrian.
And the Chief Executive Officer of Tourism Worldwide, Niall Gibbons, you're very, very welcome again.
Thank you, Adrian. Great to be back on the show again. The Mayo Matthews in full swing this morning,
God,
by the
yes.
way. Our cousin Richard Gibbons was giving the sermon in St. Patrick's Cathedral this morning. And
he's a cousin.
Yeah. Well, I think he was from Lewisburg, so he must be.
Yeah.
You just haven't traced the family
because
lines yet.
Yeah.
You couldn't have the name of Gibbons and not be related from Lewisburg, you know.
Absolutely. Well, no, and actually we interviewed him and he had plenty to say. I thought he was rather parochial about that Lewisburg and thing, but far be it for me, those in glass houses, you know, I mean, and besides, we don't give Joe Byrne a complex, not at this stage yeah. of the game.
No, I've realized for a long while now that my job is to promote Mayo and the other 31 counties of Ireland in that order.
We've spoken about and are thrilled to bits that every prediction about the gathering and the gathering 2013 is in fact everything it was touted to be.
Sure, I mean I think last year 2012 was one of the best years for tourism from the United States to Ireland. And the great news is that 2013 is likely to be the best year. The gathering is in full swing now, a spectacular celebration of everything that it means to be Irish. There are over 3,500 events pledged on the gathering website by the citizens of Ireland themselves. And we've got five airlines that are now either putting on new routes or additional capacity, which is something we've talked about on this show for a long time.
Right.
To see, you know, what could we do? You've got United Airlines running a new route from Chicago into Shannon. We've got US Airways with a new route from Philadelphia into Shannon. American Airlines with a new route from JFK into Dublin. And Aer Lingus and Delta are running additional capacity in New York, Boston, Chicago, and Atlanta. So that's really positive news for this summer.
You know, when you were here before with Minister Varadkar... Varadkar. You were talking about the gathering 2013 kicking in at midnight, so that for those on New Year's Eve, so that those who thought that maybe this would have a seasonal aspect to it were indeed put on plenty of notice that this is for every single solitary day of 2013.
Yeah, isn't it? There's no doubt about that Adrian. And I know that when... the idea was first mooted, you know, when
right.
the concept, the gathering, was first coined. Everybody loved it immediately. They didn't know what it was, but they loved it. They knew that it was something
right.
good and something positive and all the rest of it. But what it has actually translated into is really fantastic. And there are three aspects to it that it will be of lasting benefit for Irish tourism. The first is that everybody wants to go to Ireland someday on vacation.
Yeah.
And they keep on saying, I'll go there next year and I'll go there next year. But the gathering, the fact that there is the gathering this year, it gave us a real opportunity to say, this is actually the year to go. Because as Niall has said, the people of Ireland embrace this. So this is not officialdom at work. The gathering is owned by the people. So every town, village, townland, city, club in Ireland is doing something for the gathering. So the range of things for visitors from the United States to see and do has never been better. And an awful lot of those events will actually endure into next year and beyond. So that's great.
Well, also, as it seems, like from Tourism Ireland website, ireland.com, that there are events that are being added on a weekly basis, almost, and that there are there's a great number of those events that are taking place in Ireland that actually... The initiative, in many cases, starts in North America.
Yeah, it does indeed. And that is, I suppose, the second great benefit of the gathering, which will also have an enduring effect. And it shook us in Tourism Ireland out of our comfort zone in that we realized, you know, when the gathering got into its stride,
right.
that there was a huge amount of goodwill here, that Irish Americans who were saying, what can I do for Ireland's economic recovery? And now we're saying, why don't you organize your own gathering in Ireland? Why don't you bring your
right.
grandparents or your grandchildren? Why don't you bring your group of golfing buddies? You're influential in business. Why don't you actually have a board meeting in Ireland? So it really has been a fantastic success in that so many people here have actually responded to the call and are organizing the events. And the third and maybe the biggest benefit that will endure is that the airlines, that Niall has already referred to this, they see the potential in the gathering, and they have actually voted with their aircraft. They have added a huge amount of capacity. It
yeah.
will never be as easy to get to Ireland this year as it is this year. And you know what? There's nothing like a little bit of competition to keep manners on the airlines. So the fares that will be available to Ireland this year are better than ever. So none of your listeners have any excuse whatsoever not to go over this year.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we have a couple of issues of the day here that bring us borderline joy and sadness. We have a mayor, it could not be better, particularly and consistently, not only for the city of New York, but with the Irish community, and he is moving on. And Niall Gibbons, I know... and I say we can talk about him now that he's on his way out the door from his current job, but doing a very significant job within Tourism Ireland. The success of the gathering from North America, we've got to hand it to Joe Byrne and to Tourism Ireland here for what was an amazing, amazing job and success, and a ladder that was many would have predicted was peaking too early, all of the things one would want to say about a marketing strategy. At the end of the day, this has been as Joe Byrne moves on to another sector of Tourism Ireland, this has to be his moment of glory.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say Joe's had many moments of glory, but, you know, it's great sometimes when you do a job and you finish on a high, and I've been on this show with you many times over the last number of years, and the graph has been heading in the right direction, but this is going to be the best year ever, and I think it's a credit to Joe, who started his career with the Irish Tourist Board
right.
back in 1970, and I've known Joe for 11 years, and he's been a great colleague, a great friend. He's been a great friend to Irish America, but he's been wonderful
yeah.
for tourism, and I have to say, when the book of history is written in Irish tourism in years to come, and you look at the record, the track record here in North America, and particularly the United States to Ireland, Joe Byrne's name is going to be the most prominent one amongst it. I think he's done an outstanding job, and I'll be very sad to see him move on from the post ahead of North America. The good news is that he's going to be sticking around to do another few very important tasks to help me. He makes me look very good, Adrian.
I know, and you know, there are going to be those who say, you know, that... Niall Gibbons and Tourism Ireland are cute enough now because they got the best out of Joe Byrne because of the year of the gathering. And again, Joe, the good news for us is that you are going to be in New York, that we're going to see quite a lot of you, and in fact that you have this knack for taking on challenges that it's amazing. I think they're going to try to throw you one, see if there's somewhere, if there's a breaking point. You are and have been a tremendous friend to us. You have made amazing inroads in the American community, not just the Irish community, the Irish American community. Yeah. And there's nobody as who we can ever get who will be as
well,
enthusiastic.
Thank you for that, Adrian.
Yeah.
I would quote something that I heard on Taoiseach say a couple of years ago. He sort of said, I wish that my folks at home could have heard you say that, because my father would have been very proud and my mother would have believed it. It's a nice way of putting it. But you've been a great partner, but most of all, you and Anya have been great friends over the years, and it has been a real pleasure. You and Anya, over what, 43 years, have been tireless in putting the good work out, and I've taken an awful lot of the credit for the good work that you have actually caused and the many people that you have persuaded to go. But somebody very wise once said that if you get a job that you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life, and I was lucky enough to actually have that job. It has been a privilege and a huge pleasure to actually be selling the best vacation destination in the world while having an opportunity to live in the great country that is the United States and working in the greatest city in the world. So I really did have it all.
And again, we won't say farewell because you're going to be with us. But what I would like to... You know, we had a couple of firsts here today. We had two of the Rose of Tralee representatives here today. And one of the areas that they covered was that, you know, they meet, representatives of countries all around the world. And this great camaraderie and this tremendous benefit, a kind of a lifetime. Imagine that this year, the year of the gathering, there will never be such an opportunity for the diaspora, the diaspora that we all talk about for forever and a day. All, you know, this is where you're going to have the Irish coming from every single part of the world.
You're absolutely right, and we focused on the United States in the conversation in the last 5 minutes, but we had the Irish president head down to South America only a number of months ago. I was lucky to be down there with him. I hadn't been in Brazil and Argentina before, but Argentina is a remarkable place with between 300,000 and 500,000 people of Irish descent. They've got a hurling club in Buenos Aires. There's a guy running Marco Bank down there. Guillermo McLaughlin is his name. Yeah. And he's bringing 250 golfers back to Ireland as part of the gathering all the way from Argentina. So there are remarkable stories all over the world, and it's great to see how people have embraced the gathering. And, we look forward to reflecting on it this time next year when we're sitting on the show and saying, gosh, how will we do all that again?
And I think Joe put his finger on it, is this is the year of the gathering, but it's also a year of introduction to some of the greatest experiences that people are going to have, and those who've been talking about how nice it would be to go to Ireland. They don't, not just the Irish Americans, the Irish throughout the world, but the tremendous number of people who feel some kind of affinity to the island of Ireland will most definitely get that chance.
No question about it. This is probably the best year to do it. Those air access figures that I mentioned at the start mean that it's never been easier actually to get to Ireland, and prices are very good too. I noticed a survey from hotels.com just came out recently showing Ireland as the cheapest hotel accommodation in Western Europe. So there's a lot of things going for us. You know, there may be times may be tough economically, but we've got a lot of things going for us, and there's never been a better time to come. And certainly for people interested in tracing their Irish ancestry, never been a bigger time. You know, and this is the year of family history this year. And, we're finding an awful lot of people now making inquiries into how they can take that extra step and come home to discover where they came from.
Ireland.com, and maybe it's appropriate that we should have Joe Byrne here with us, as with Niall Gibbons, who, Joe being the man in charge of Tourism Ireland for North America, and of course Niall Gibbons, who is the CEO of Tourism Ireland Worldwide. The website, a choice website if there ever was one, Ireland.com. And we were wondering actually what we could do to mark the moving of Joe Byrne, and to pay, you know, some tribute to him. Again, friends, he's not retiring. he's moving over to another area. And we thought maybe if we could get the National University of Ireland Maynooth Chamber Choir, all 24 of them, and indeed my Michael Dawson, conductor, and again, Senator Michael.
Well, actually, very interesting you say that. The tour manager for the tour is actually my dad, and he is, yeah, Senator Michael Dawson.
Okay, before just one quick question. Now that you've had the experience of working with your dad, would you ever do it again? I mean,
I'll tell you at the end of the tour.
Senator, very welcome. All right, Michael, tell us about the group.
The group is made up of singers from all around the college. So you've got singers mainly from the music department, music majors, but also people studying philosophy, people studying science, and it's an audition choir. So they come in, they audition, and they get kind of, some of them get marked on attendance for being in the choir. So we're all part of the National University of Ireland.
Right. Now, do they have to move on? Do you have an alumni? Do you have?
We have a huge alumni presence in America, massive. And actually, they've given us an amazing help on the tour. They've promoted us. They've got loads of people coming. They've sponsored us with loads of stuff. They're absolutely fantastic. And we actually have a few alumni amongst the group for this
amongst?
Tour. Yeah,
yeah.
They came back. They came back.
Fantastic. Okay, you take it from here. And because they are going to perform.
You want to hear us, do you?
I do. Absolutely.
Well, the piece we're going to perform is called Sida Vami, Sida Vamoi, which means she is your granny. It's a cautionary tale warning an old wealthy woman not to marry a younger man. And all her friends keep telling her, don't marry him, don't marry him. You know, he's young and he's an alcoholic. He'll just drink all your money away. And she says, well, I don't really care.
Fair enough.
She says, I'm happy enough.
All right, and here to have 24 people, you know, singing Arish, good. Fair play. Again, the National University of Ireland, Maynooth Chamber Choir, right. And you're really, really welcome, because I know that you have been a great gift to New York, and you've managed to be in the Metropolitan Club for the Ireland U.S. Council the other day, and also at the Governor's Breakfast.
Yeah, we're having an amazing time to come to this incredible city. Even looking out the window now, the snow is falling, and it's so scenic, yeah. And it's so beautiful. Like a lot of us actually have never even been to America, so it's just a massive deal. And after this, we're heading up to Albany tomorrow to perform in a beautiful cathedral up there, the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
At 2 o'clock up in Albany, and then we're heading up to Buffalo, across to Notre Dame University.
Wow.
And to Chicago. So it's a huge tour. It's a 10-day tour, and well, we're on day three now, and we're still surviving. There's no fallouts or dropouts yet, so.
Terrific. Well, you're very, very welcome, and I know that you've got, and anywhere you have performed, it has been just amazing. And lest I forget it, how do you get information? What's your website?
You can get information on music.nuim.ie.
Okay.
Music.nuim.ie, or our Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and go to Maynooth Chamber Choir, that's Maynooth Chamber Choir, you'll see videos of us online. We're actually posting a day-by-day update of everything that's happening. We've got pictures with different people, etc.
Okay, I just wanted to give you that, friend, slowly again. That website is
music.nuim.ie. Yeah,
yes.
N-U-I-M. Yeah, that stands for National University of Ireland, Maynooth.
Maynooth.
But mainly the Facebook page is actually probably where you're going to get the most frequent updates, and you get to see all the antics that the choir are getting up to.
And give that one more time.
And that's if you just go onto Facebook and type in Maynooth Chamber Choir, and that's Maynooth. If you go in there, you'll see the video, you'll see pictures. They're all beautiful people, so it's worth looking up.
Terrific, and we'll do that. Okay, take it from
Brilliant.
Here now. Okay.
Right, well, have you got a note there? That's lovely. That's absolutely gorgeous, guys. Well done. Right, let's give it a go. Deirdre.
You don't know. on, Deirdre.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Because,
well, you know,
we've heard you at the again at the Metropolitan Club at the Ireland US Council, which is an amazing, fantastic organization. Again, self-explanatory by virtue of the title, but it was great.
I suppose we couldn't travel all the way to America without performing one of Ireland's most famous songs. So I suppose we have to, we're obliged to sing Danny Boy. And if you're listening to this at home, feel free to sing along.
Okay, great.
To land and down
Wow. That's incredible. Good luck. Tomorrow, on St. Patrick's Day, again, you're going to be?
In Albany, in the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Albany, and that's at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
We're doing a full concert, hour and a half, of beautiful music. We're doing a mixture of Irish music, some American music, some sacred music. It's going to be a gorgeous concert, yeah.
I can only wish you the very, very best of luck, and it was our pleasure, really, and a great, great opportunity for us to be able to hear what the best of Ireland has to offer, and it's right, really, it really is. And unusual, it's great, and we were delighted.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We've been on such a buzz since we got here. We found out yesterday that you were going to have us on the radio. We were just so excited, and we are so grateful. Thank you so much, AJ. It's a fantastic
again,
radio
to all of you, lots of luck, and enjoy your tour, because we know you're coming. Thank you. Thanks again. Thanks, Senator. All right. So long now. Okay, Niall Gibbons. Lots of luck to you. Okay. Can we, our time is getting very close to the end here, but there is an organization, and I would like to welcome to our microphones Mary Beth Cassidy, Pat O'Brien, Donahue, Susan Bees. Is it Bees?
Yes, Bees is my Bees
is good.
Name,
okay,
yeah.
Very good. And Susan, you look like a Cooney.
I am a Cooney.
Okay. you're actually Andy Cooney's?
Yes, I'm Andy Cooney's older sister. I'm one of nine, and yes, Andy's my brother. And he helps us out an awful lot with Operation Hearts and Homes. He does lots of benefits for us.
Yeah. Operation Hearts and Home. Please give us an overview of that.
Okay. We started in the year 2000, and the reason... Okay, we started in the year 2000, and the reason for it was... originally, it started with the Catholic Church, because we found that there were so many children in orphanages that had minor correctable surgical problems or were aged out, meaning they were over the age of three. So we started bringing them here for the summer as volunteers to give them a break.
From where?
From Eastern Europe and Africa.
And how did you find them?
We worked with various agencies. St. Vincent de Paul,
yeah.
And
Catholic Relief Services,
Catholic,
right?
Catholic Relief Services now in Africa is great. We're hand in hand doing tons of projects with them.
And tell me how big, how small is your organization, and when did you actually get off the ground?
We became a 501c3 in 2002. There's only about 12. People involved. However, we bring kids here from orphanages for medical attention, and we have trips all the time. In fact, we're going next week to Africa right now to do a bunch of projects and to set up school programs.
Okay, tell us again about the projects themselves.
Okay, for instance, right now, because of Ethiopia being one of the 13 poorest countries the 13th poorest country in the world, and they have a very, very bad economy, as you can well imagine. We
yes.
are trying to start a lot of micro businesses. Things like because they have no electricity, or they have some, but the government shuts it off. Lack of water. It's an agrarian country, but they export 80%. And they have a huge population problem. 33 million in 1983, now to 83 million.
We've made lots of connections with the kids and the orphanages there.
And the directors.
A couple of orphanages that we are very involved with. And so we return, visit them, make sure they're going to school, make sure they're learning the skills that they need when they become 18
right.
and get kicked out of the orphanage with really nothing else. We connect the kids to families over here in New York.
Right. And then we, yeah.
So right now we're going on Friday to Ethiopia, a group of us.
Right.
And we're working with the Catholic Relief Services there, and we're going to, and St. Gabriel's over there, and we're going to help them.
Yeah, so we...
Lots of luck, and I believe that Eddie is going as well.
Eddie's going again, the third trip. Everybody does it on their own dime.
It takes a lot, and that's very important. Everybody does, do this, and it is... there are many places, indeed, for much easier ways to take care of a great number of charitable roots. This one is particularly
effective.
Difficult, but it's widely effective. Fair play to you.
Many kids have come for surgery.
100% volunteer. We
lots
love
of kids,
what we do.
Yeah, lots 100%. Of kids have had their surgery done, corrected eye
yep.
problems. Makes them able to learn and read and have a life after they age out of the orphanage.
How do you get to afford that, though? Or do you have you
all through fundraising?
Fundraise all the way.
Right. But
do you get
a breakthrough?
No.
Work on it.
100% donations. 100% of every cent goes to the kids.
But the doctors do everything for free. The dentists do everything
That's
for free.
What I'm,
wonderful doctors and dentists.
Families, 100%. They open up their houses. When the kids come here, they open up their houses and they take care of them and care for them.
And the kids stay in touch with their host families after they go home to their orphanage, which is wonderful through the miracle of the Internet.
Yeah.
They really have a good connection.
Eddie.
Your website, again...
Operation Hearts with an S and home.org. ORG, Operation Hearts and Homes, and there's a place where you can do donations, and you can also look at all the work that we've done in America and helping these third world countries overboard.
Yeah. More power to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're coming to an end of a program, friends. And one which we hope you've enjoyed. Now, I understand that we are getting our interview with the Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, will now take place tomorrow. And it is snowing in New York. The parade continues to go on. And I have had a great co-host of the program. Well, of course, you know that John Deary was there today and was with us until a little short time ago. But there's one person here who has been with us each and every year, and his name is Daniel Gasiewski. And Daniel, again, you say bye-bye to everybody now, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's good. That's probably a good way. To all and everybody who helped us out today, to J.J. Sheridan, again, on your website, we can get you, J.J., right? For your CD, jjsheridan.com. Áine Sheridan, all of us at Flannelly Promotions and Irish Radio Network USA want to wish each and every one of you a very happy St. Patrick's weekend. Again, as we started this program, of course, we could... Olive Byrne took care of our hospitality here. I had a very, very special experience today because my grandson, Gavin Enright, Gavin Porritt Enright, who is my grandson, managed to hear today. So we're into the third generation. The third generation of, again, the Flannelly and the Flannelly brand. We were delighted. Okay, so we have Michael Takas. We have a great number of our, some of them have been around forever. Áine Sheridan, executive producer, president of Flannelly Promotions. And in particular, again, I would like to acknowledge the great friendship and the great experience we have over four decades, the last two standing, Mark Bunyak and myself, Adrian Flannelly. We want to, again, wish all of you. I know we're leaving many stations right now, but I would like to, again, friends, thank you for listening. For those of you who are still continuing to listen to us in the, on the Internet or through link stations, we have been with you for the last 6 hours live from New York, and obviously on the our Internet live and archive. Delighted on our way out the door, indeed, to welcome Rio Hanlon, who is editor of the Irish Echo newspaper. And Ray, you're, the snow didn't chase you in? I said the snow out there didn't...
Adrian, I noticed the copy of the Irish Echo in the window behind me that's holding, you know, sort of holding up the draft as the snow pelts down.
As the snow pelts down. The let me ask you about again the Irish Echo and the digital advances that are made, and how does that work? How do they work in tandem?
Well, I mean, you can now read the Irish Echo in three different ways. You can read the print version, you can go online and read the web page, or you can buy the app, which is the latest for tablets and phones and everything else. And the thing about the app is it actually comes out on Tuesday night as opposed to Wednesday, which the other two come out on. So it scoops the other two.
Yeah.
I suppose in the long term and the way things are going technologically,
the app,
it's all about the app, you know. I'd like to just mention one thing tomorrow for those people who are still listening. Adrian, is that as many people as possible get out to Prospect Park in Brooklyn for the Brooklyn St. Patrick's Day parade.
A huge one.
It looks like the weather will be better than it is today.
Yes.
And also for the fact that I'll be speaking before the parade on a very, very particular subject that's very dear to me, and that is the Irish veterans of the Korean War. The Irish guys, as you know, and you know the story.
Indeed.
Of the posthumous citizens, the 30 guys who never made it back alive. And the parade is dedicated to them this year, and I'll be talking about them. One of them, who died on St. Patrick's Day, killed in action in Korea in 1953.
My God.
Tomorrow will be his 60th anniversary. And, you know, we're sort of still remembering these guys. And it was great of the Brooklyn Parade Committee to actually...
This is the first for this area, right?
Yeah, the first parade, I think.
The Korean War, conflict, the story, incredible...
Front page of the New York Post today, the lead story is about the Obama administration ordering the beefing up of defenses, anti-missile defenses, on the west coast of the United States. 60 years after the end of actual hostilities on the Korean Peninsula, the lead story in one of the major New York newspapers is of a renewed defensive posture against North Korea. I mean, this has not gone away, you know.
Yeah.
It's
ironic because God knows there were decades when it appeared like the totally unfair categorization of that as being a Korean conflict, as if it were, you know,
the forgotten war. It was the forgotten war. It was one place you didn't want to be.
Ray, good luck, and again, IrishEcho.com, Irish Echo.
www.irishecho.com. 85 years this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Echo's been going, so, you know.
Finally, friends, for this segment of the program, we are, and our programming in all, there is 12 hours of programming. Most of it you will, from once the program, the entire program, is broadcast in different time zones. You will be able to access all of our interviews, and we will continue on the Internet tomorrow. But I would like to welcome somebody who we are have been affiliated with, associated with, and have welcomed many times here, Dr. Alistair MacDonald, Member of Parliament, Leader of the SDLP. And Alistair, you're very welcome.
I'm very grateful, Adrian, and thank you for having me. It's a great day to be here, and I thank you for your friendship, not just today, but in many over many years. It's great to be in New York, and I'm mystified as to how you arranged to have snow as well.
You know what the mystic, the mysterious part of it is, that with all of the new technology with the weather forecasts and with all of that we have heard about, nobody mentioned snow until it started here in New York, and there was an awful lot of backpedaling. This is not a day for politics, but it is a day that, and one of the reasons I'm delighted that you are here, it is a day that we need to get a read as to how the real story on the ground is in Northern Ireland. It seems like we're getting into muddy waters yet one more time.
I am not any keener than you are to get into a lot of heavy politics, but the point is this, that I came here, I'm on my way through to Washington Monday, Tuesday,
right.
And I came here, I wanted to look in the New York parade because I was here last year and had a lot of fun meeting a lot of old friends and meeting new friends.
Right.
And it's always useful to catch up with them again. But on the political front at home, without going into too much detail, while we have had a lot of progress since 1998 and the Good Friday Agreement,
yeah,
things have been going backwards a little bit. And, you know, people are disappointed. Some of the politicians, even like myself, are disappointed that we haven't got more product out of it. The peace needed to be consolidated, and we needed to get some economic gain, some prosperity, a dollar or a pound or
right.
a euro in people's
yeah.
pockets. And that hasn't happened. And unionist working class people have been on the streets for the last 3 months, causing a bit of obstruction because they feel that they have been disadvantaged or deprived or whatever. Now, the reality is that the more they're on the streets, the more business, the more damage it does to Belfast, particularly as a retail centre, and the more damage it does to our tourism. So I'm very keen that people should be aware that this is very much a little more than a storm in a teacup.
Yeah.
And the fact is, we would want... When your listeners are heading towards Ireland for the gathering and the various aspects of the gathering,
right.
we would like them to at least spend a day or two in the north. The north has a lot to offer.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Things are much keenly priced, more keenly priced than all
and
the rest.
And a lot has gone into the promotion of Northern Ireland in terms of tourism, in terms of, of identifying the islands, the infrastructure, there has been a lot of progress.
Tourism Ireland has been an outstanding success story.
Yes.
And it has done a massive amount of work in the US in particular.
Right.
And we have our old traditional attractions in the north, like the Mourns, like the Giant's Causeway.
Right.
And like various other aspects of rural scenery and tranquility. But there are two things stand out in the coming year. One is the Titanic Centre,
right.
which was opened in Belfast to celebrate the Titanic. Last year was the 100th anniversary of the building and the sinking of the Titanic.
Right.
And in Belfast we have largely been somewhat ashamed, but I can assure you the Titanic was all right when it left Belfast. It was the British, the English captain that was steering it that made a mess of it. And if it had been a Belfast
sure
man,
enough. Yeah.
Yes, if it had been a Belfast man left to the wheel, he would have steered around the iceberg. But that having been said, it's 100 years ago, we can't do much about that. We have opened up a massively successful Titanic Centre where there's catering facilities and all the rest, but there's also a virtual Titanic that takes you through the whole history of Belfast in the 19th century. But secondly, the big attraction in this current year is the City of Culture in Derry.
Yes,
Derry is putting on a massive effort, and Derry is the place to be at in this 2013.
Right,
year.
And you're also going to have the largest traditional Irish music festival
yes.
in the world.
Yeah, the FLA.
FLA.
The
FLA.
The FLA will be in Derry.
Okay.
So all of that is all very important. And Northern Ireland, while the difficulty we have is a small bit of negative news can travel the world, whereas good news seems to be a little bit harder to get out. So I wouldn't be unduly worried about some of the negative notes of the last few weeks. I am very confident that with the Titanic Centre, I mean, this centre ran from it was opened for about 6 months, booked solid.
Wow. I know, yes.
And I was talking to the people running it the other day. They're now beginning to get an odd vacancy and a little bit of space.
For information, first of all, on the SDLP, indeed many would remember that many of you, but the name that jumps to mind as a founding member, you know, was the great and the I'm trying to, it wasn't the Pulitzer Prize, it was the Nobel Peace Prize,
John Hume, yes.
John Hume.
Yeah.
And the party is doing extremely well under very tough conditions.
What happened was with peace, we opened up, our politics are a very open situation, and we're keen
right.
to allow Sinn Féin and the DUP and everybody else into the system. They're in the system now. But the problem is the political system we have is not making progress and fast enough. So the SDLP are surging again. We had a very useful election result there recently, a
right.
election in Mid Ulster. We had a significant increase in the vote, and I have no doubt that my view and my information internally is the SDLP is on a very robust recovery.
You a website for more information? Indeed, you have your own website, Alistair.
Yeah,
McDonough.
Yeah.
And that is, what's the internet address on?
The internet, that's the website there.
www.sdlp.ie, not .com. Alistair, again, you're very welcome indeed to New York. And we have Diana. See that little girl who has just joined us here? Well, her name is Alina. Are you Alina? Alanya. All right. Let's get your mom over here because there's a lot of noise in the background. But let me welcome Dr. Martina Reynolds, and indeed, Martina, you're very, very welcome indeed.
Oh, it's great to see you. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
And very happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, your daughter, who's, again, there is no way in the world that I can phonetically pronounce this
Eliana.
Name.
Eliana. That's my daughter, Eliana.
Eliana.
She's just 5.
Wow.
And very much like you, she loves the piano.
My, really?
Yes.
That's terrific.
And we started reading music this year, so I think I might have a future musician in the family.
How about... Now, where did she get that?
Trade.
Which side is claiming?
Both, really. Mom did a lot of singing. Both my parents played instruments, pianos, tin whistle. All her cousins play. They didn't have much TV in Ireland in those days.
No.
So
and
music was the way to go.
Music and indeed voice and singing. What a...
Yeah, so grandparents are living vicariously through her. Didn't quite hit
that's
this
great.
Generation, but it's back again, so...
That's marvelous. Well, you keep up the piano now because you're doing very well, right? And maybe you come back and play piano for us here. Maybe next year or...
That's right, when you're accomplished.
Yeah.
Well, it beats my work, I think, these days. Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Happy, come on, straight into the microphone, okay?
Happy
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
my goodness, okay.
Yay, we had a great time at the parade today, too.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and you come back down and play the piano. Again, friends, as we started the program earlier, Daniel Gasuski and myself, Adrian Flannelly, with all of us, including, of course, Michael Takas, our internet quiz manager who has been with us. I've lost track of that, but at least a couple of decades from Adrian Flannelly and all of the Flannellys, the Sheridans in Ireland and on both sides of the Atlantic. We want to wish you indeed a very, very happy St. Patrick's Day in Ireland tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day in many parts of the world, and indeed if it is in America, particularly in New York City. We're knocking the 2 days out of it, Saturday today and Sunday tomorrow. We will be joining you again through the internet on an irishradio.com, and we will be able to bring you some of the highlights of our programs, as a matter of fact, most of it, and also an interview a link up with Enda Kenny, Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland. So long, God bless, thank you for listening to us, and at any time, 24/7, you can indeed log on to www.irishradio.com/.